Ramadan, the days of Hajj, the days of Muharram. Every single night and every single day. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. During the day, Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of mercy so that the one that had wronged and sinned in the night can repent. During the night, Allah Ta'ala's doors of mercy are opened so that the person that had wronged and done evil and disobeyed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can benefit from that mercy. Allah Ta'ala makes announcements every night. هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Is there anyone seeking my maghfirat so I can forgive him? Is there anybody seeking my forgiveness so I can forgive him? Right till the last moments of our lives, the door of repentance and tawbah is open for us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرُ. Until and unless you are in sakarat and your ruh is being taken out, until that time, the door of tawbah and repentance is open for each one of us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That change, the hijrat in our lives, has to come from ourselves. We have to take the initiative to make the change. If we are not going to do that, lo and behold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. That verily, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change a nation, a community, a person. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until and unless a person makes a change on his own. Allah has given us the ability. Allah has given us the choice. It is for us to choose what we want. In this world of uncertainty, where we hear of the smallest, the youngest, the oldest, the most strong, powerful, healthy, wealthy, poor, rich, every category of human beings leaving this world unexpectedly. What preparation have we made for the hereafter? How do me and you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? طوبى لمن وجد في صحيفته استغفارا كثيرا. Glad tidings for that person who finds in his book of deeds abundance of istighfar, seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single day, announcement is being made. Every day and every night, the doors of rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open. Every time we come for salah, the doors of mercy and the angels of mercy are waiting for us. Each one of us seated here, as we wait for the salah to begin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the angels, make dua for these people that are waiting for the salah. What dua? Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma tub alayhi. O Allah, forgive this person. O Allah, have mercy on this person. O Allah, make a revolution in this person's life. That is the angel of a dua. That is the dua of an angel. And what? And who are the angels? لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They never ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fulfill those duties that they have been tasked to carry out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How pure are these angels? Do we ever come to the masjid thinking that if I had performed wudu at home, I came to the masjid, by performing wudu at home and coming to the masjid for my fard salah to fulfill this obligation and duty upon me, by performing wudu at home, while I am performing wudu, my sins are being erased. While I am coming to the masjid, I am taking steps and walking, coming to the masjid, my sins are being erased. While I wait for the salah to begin, the angels of mercy are making dua for me. After salah, I sit for a little while, the angels are making dua of mercy for me. Do we come with that consciousness to the masjid? Or is it just a duty? Today is Friday. I'm going to close my shop at this time. I'm going to ensure that I'm at the masjid at this time. And I'm going to fulfill my duty of performing the salah, and then I'm going to go home. Heading where? Towards a beautiful lunch. Scrumptious, delicious lunch. Is that our goal? Is that our consciousness? That today is Friday, this is what is my plan. Do we look forward to the meals on Friday, or do we look forward to the day of Friday? When will that revolution come in my life? When will that change come in my life? That I will make a promise and oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will not return back to a life of heedlessness. I will not return to a life of negligence. I will not return to a life of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not return to a life where I portray myself as a non-Muslim, whereas I claim to be a Muslim. When is that revolution going to come in my life? I share with you the incident of a man from the Banu Israel. His name was Kifl. A man from the Banu Israel. His name was Kifl. Kifl was a man that was known to carry out every type of crime, vice and sin in the community. Whether it was drinking, whether it was womanizing, whatever it was, he was the man that was known for all of these vices, sins and disobedience. One night, when he came out of his home to fulfill his desire with a prostitute, he comes across a certain woman, thinking that this woman is someone that is there waiting to get a customer. He offers, "I'm going to give you 60 golden coins. Come home with me, I want to fulfill my desire." This woman accepts the offer. She goes home with Kifl. And before he is about to do the deed, this woman begins to sob and cry. So Kifl asks her, "What's the matter? Have I forced you into doing what we are doing? Have I oppressed you in any way? Can I do something to make you comfortable that you won't cry?" She continues to sob. And she replies to Kifl by saying, "Ma hamalani ala hadhihi illa al-haja." That nothing more than the burning desire and my needs to be fulfilled, to take care of my child and to ensure that I can survive. There's nothing that has led me to come into this condition and state whereby I have to sell my body. And وَمَا فَعَلْتُ هَذَا قَطُّ, I have never ever done such an heinous act in my life before. It is only my haja, my need, my state and condition that has forced me to come into doing what I am doing tonight. Kifl realizes at that moment that this is not whom I was looking for. He tells her to leave the home and take the money with her as sadaqah and as charity. Upon seeing this act of this woman and this lady, Kifl says one statement. Only one statement, one promise he makes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This brings a revolution in his life, and his story will be remembered till the day of Qiyamah. I take an oath, wallahi lan a'ud ala mithli hadha abada. By the oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will never ever come back to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It so happens that on this very night, his soul is taken, he passes away. Come the early morning, people are awake. The community wants to hear the latest news. And Kifl was known for his acts and his deeds. What did Kifl do last night? They're waiting for the news update. They go to his door, they find that Kifl is not coming out. And this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah. That at that time, if a person committed a crime, that crime would be written on the front door of their homes. If you drank alcohol, you drank alcohol. Committed zina, it would be written on your door that this person committed zina. You indulged in interest and usury, it would be written on the door that this person was indulged in interest and usury. You killed somebody, it would be written on your door that you committed the crime of taking a life. Allah Ta'ala on that night, after taking the soul of Kifl, had put an announcement on the door of Kifl, قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِلْكِفْلِ. Verily Allah, one statement, one promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the sincerity of a person's heart, that revolution has to come in our life very, very soon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hereafter in the Quran Kareem, in the verse that we recited. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqu Allah inna Allaha khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Ponder, think, prepare yourself for what you are going to present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِغَدْ, tomorrow. Tomorrow refers to not Monday, not 15 Shaban, not Ramadan, the day of Qiyamah. How are we going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? What preparation have we made for the qabr, for the grave, for the day of Qiyamah? If that revolution and change does not come into our lives today, and the angel of death has to come to us, are we ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the very condition that we are today?